You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
The Black Caps on something of a roll, with Wednesday's win being the third in the T20 series against Pakistan at University Oval. So it's Pakistan again tonight, the fourth match at Hagley Oval in Christchurch, and Coach Gary Stead is back with us. Thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Everybody's been raving about Finn Allen this week. What a performance that was.
Yeah, pretty incredible. I think 16 sixes in one innings is amazing in itself. And I was sort of reflecting back, thinking I'm not sure I hit that in my career, but to do it in one T20 innings was pretty incredible.
It was, and he just makes it look so easy.
Well, he's very strong, he's powerful, and not many grounds in the world are big enough to contain him when he gets in. But I think the most pleasing thing is that he's stuck to a plan, and he's like getting a good strong base and then really putting the opposition under pressure.
Mm. I was sitting right behind the wicket at Eden Park when Devon Conway faced his first ball. And so I saw it, and I saw his body language, and I put my head in my hands at what happens there. Does it start messing your head with your head when you have a couple of, shall we say, short spells at the crease like he's had?
Look, no doubt it can do. I mean, that confidence can go up and down a wee bit, but I guess our philosophy around it is that people do go in and out of form slumps from time to time. However, when you see the consistent results over a longer period, you know that they are very good players and it is part of the game.
So what can you say to a player with his knowledge and experience if he does have a bit of a bad spell?
Well, it's just really getting back to trusting what his processes are and thinking about the times that things have gone well. And usually when you do that with players, it's very, very simple. And I think sometimes when things aren't going so well, it's usually because of a cluttered mind.
What have we learned about Pakistan in this series?
Pakistan is still a very, very good side. We've played some good cricket. I guess we've put them under some pressure as well, which has been nice at different times. And I guess that's something we do talk about, is it's you're not going to dominate the whole time, but you've got to pick your moments. And I think we've done that really well. They are a team that have got a new coach and new support staff, so they'll be learning a lot about their team as well. And I'm sure they may have some changes before the World Cup.
Yeah, well, that's in June, isn't it, the 2020 World Cup? How are we feeling about that?
It's in West Indies and USA, which will be very different conditions to what we currently face here in New Zealand. So that's all about adapting to the different conditions in the game. But look, we're playing some nice cricket at the moment and things can change quickly. But as long as we keep really clear about what we're trying to achieve, then I think we're in with a good chance.
I know you'll probably say, oh, we take each game one at a time, but 3-0 up in the series, is it going to spook it to start talking about a whitewash?
Look, we've talked about no game is a dead rubber in international cricket, so every game is important to us, and we'll certainly be trying hard to win tonight and Sunday as well.
Thanks so much for being with us again. Gary Stead, coach of the Black Caps.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.